Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. Welcome to the second hour of the show. My name is Lukho Mgwedi Phuthi, and of course, it's that time I've been promising you about. If you don't know what the time is, it is, of course, Father's Matter time. That's what I call it. And Bob Jeff. I almost said to Jeff. Yes, Bob Jeff Cele. I don't know why I want to say Jeff Khatebe. Bob Jeff Cele is not with us this afternoon. But the great news, great news, is that I'm not flying solo. I am with the one and only. Okay, wondering who it is? The one and only. Let me give you a clue. Father's Matter coach. The one and only Andile Maphosa. Andile, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome back.
Good afternoon to you, Lukho. Thanks for such a lovely intro.
You are part of the furniture. I mean, so I'm not going to introduce you like we are Figa today. When I say Andile Maphosa, of course somebody should know who Andile Maphosa is.
No, it is. I'm glad to be here again. It's always nice to be with you in studio.
Oh, man. Really, really great to have you with me. Where are you? What part of the country are you, or the world are you right now?
I am in a little place called Al Ain. That's in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates.
What is it called?
Al Ain.
Oh, I'm like, L.A., you got an L.A. in Abu Dhabi? Now, last week...
Speak it into my life.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, speak L.A. into my life.
Now, this week, we're talking about how fathers can truly show up or be more positively involved. Yep. Mr. Andile Maphosa, like I said, is with me this afternoon. Now, last week, we unpacked how the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach helps dads stay active and present in their child's lives. Today, we're diving into something deeper, which is the connection between mental health and father's child bonding. Because when a dad is doing well emotionally, his whole family benefits. In case you're wondering who Father's Matter is, well, Father's Matter is a project that promotes the positive and active presence of men in children's lives to benefit children, women, and themselves. Now, before we get into this conversation, I know we don't have much time, Andile, but just before, I think when you came in, when I got off the bulletin, I was still sniffing. I made a mistake of reading a friend's text that drew me to tears. Okay. He's been consulting me a lot. He moved around about April to Gauteng because he since got married end of the year last year. And he has a son with someone else who's turning four soon, now in November. And so this friend of mine has been telling me a lot. I've been trying to help him navigate his issue with access to his son. He's got a very good relationship with his son. His son knows him. He knows his son. And so he keeps calling me and updating me and looking for help. So he asked me if I know a particular organization. I told him, yeah, I know it. And he says, I've had to approach them. And this is after he called a family meeting between both families to say, hey, guys, I'm having difficulty reaching out to my son. And I made a mistake of reading his message to this organization to help him because all he wants is communication with his son. I cried because I'm like, hey, but guys, can a person really beg to speak to their child? Like a responsible, active father, what do you mean you're not going to pick up my call and I want to speak to my son? Hey, bo. I was just so hurt.
It is sad that sometimes situations like this do happen where a child is weaponized and in the short term it's like, you know, you are making the father pay, but in the long term the sad reality is it will cause big divisions later on in life, you know, between the mother and the child, because of things like this. And it's always in the best interests of everyone involved if a father can be given.
Sure. Now, let's get right into it, Andile. So I had to give you a bit of a background as to why I might not be as bubbly as I usually am, because I'm like, guys, no, come on. Now, we often hear that men must always be strong, Andile. But what happens when that pressure builds up?
That's a great question. So oftentimes when men are not given an outlet to, you know, release some of those negative emotions and they build up, we often find a couple of things happening. And one is sometimes that the man can turn violent because he doesn't know how to deal with conflicting emotions that are bubbling up, or he can turn to substances or other destructive behaviors that negatively impact not just himself, but his relationship with those around him. And in our particular case, what we've done on the Father's Matter Coach is we introduced not only just tips on how you can manage difficult emotions, but we've actually added in some screening tools that can help men get a sense of where they are, you know, when it comes to how they feel inside. So we added two specific screening tools for depression and for anxiety. And we looked at these two specifically because when men see just the magnitude of fatherhood, it can easily make them anxious because they might not know what it is they should do when they become fathers, or when they are unable to, they might feel a bit depressed about it. And so we introduce these tools so that we can help men figure out where they are exactly, you know, when it comes to their depression levels, their anxiety levels. And we added the third one, which is substance use, and we focused mainly on alcohol because sadly alcohol is one of the more famous and popular go-tos for men when they're struggling to cope. And so when you go through maybe our depression screening and our anxiety screening, we provide you with helplines that you can reach out to if you need that extra help. And then with our alcohol use tool, we added in links to where you can get help, because it's not something men should feel embarrassed about anymore. We're bringing these things to so that when you know where you are mentally and emotionally, and if you have an issue, you know, with alcohol, you are able to get the help that you need without feeling judged.
I must say, I'm truly impressed with Heartline, Shem, because one moment you're thinking this is just about, you know, children and the relationships, but there's so much. Yeah. For me also, you're teaching us as a society that there's more to a dad just being present to a child's life, because, hey, he needs to be okay so that a child can still have a healthy father, and so that you can be a better person for yourself as a dad as well. So I'm really impressed with you guys, I must say, and it's absolutely incredible. It's practical help right where dads are on WhatsApp. Right now, let's talk about the bond between fathers and their children. What are some simple ways that dads can strengthen that connection?
I think the first step in strengthening that connection for dads, We can start from this mental health standpoint where it's check in with yourself and where you are and be in a good space. And then when you as a dad are in a good mental space, it becomes easier for you to do simple things with your children. You know, when we talk about the presence of dads, we're not always just talking about these big things that a dad can do, but even the small little things that are done consistently make a huge difference as well. So being there for small moments, you know, I was there when my child was born, and I was like, guys, if you need someone for skin to skin, I'm here. Right there, and I was like, I'm here, guys. I'm available. And throughout, you know, he's turning three later this year. And sometimes I'm not able to spend an entire day with him. But, you know, just 10 to 15 minutes of uninterrupted time where we dance together in the living room, or I feed him his supper. I put him down to bed. I give him a bath. And sometimes I actually do sit with him and we read his storybooks. You know, it's something that we thought, let's introduce this love for books early on. And so we'll sit maybe just before he goes to sleep, and I'll ask him, which book do you want us to read? And sometimes,
sure.
you know, he can't read the words, but I'll read them with him. But he now knows the pictures. He can call out the colors that he's seeing.
Wow.
And just having that uninterrupted time just between the two of us, it makes such a huge, huge difference.
I'm loving this generation of dads, I'm going to tell you now. So it's so true, like you're saying, presence is love in action. For those who've just tuned in right now, what exactly is the Father's Matter Coach? I mentioned it earlier on, but somebody's probably thinking, what are you guys going on about?
So what the coach is, think of it as a little dad helper right in your pocket. So we spoke about mental health, and just now we've spoken about these little moments. And the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach is there to remind you to make time, not just for yourself, but also to make time for your kids. And it does this on a platform that most of us are already on WhatsApp. And so it's literally having a person you chat to remind you to be present and be in the moment with your kids. But it also helps you in areas where you're not quite sure what to do. So if you're thinking, okay, my child is maybe 12 years old and the weekend is coming up, I don't know what I can do with him. You can easily just go on WhatsApp, open up a chat with the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach, send that message to the coach and say, hey, what can I do with my child who is 12 years old? And the coach will give you an instant response with some options of the things that you can do. But it doesn't just suggest things to you. It also asks you questions that can help you come to the final decision of what you can do together based on what your child likes doing as well.
Wow. So dad don't have to feel embarrassed, you know, asking questions or admitting that they don't know, right? Because I mean, what do you mean I must now use Father's Matter Coach to ask all these questions?
And this is such a big one. When we did our research a couple of years ago to see what is stopping dads from being present, one of the things that popped up is a lack of knowledge and a lack of skills. And so we figured we can help impart these skills, because we know one of the hardest things for a man to do at times is to admit when he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll run off and we'll maybe Google this advice, which is great. You can Google advice, but at least with the coach in your pocket, it's a WhatsApp chat that gives you advice within a South African context. It understands the landscape of where you are operating in. And as such, it's going to give you advice tailored specifically, not just for the South African context, but you can tailor it specifically to you and your child's needs.
Well, really interesting, I must say. But what makes the coach different, Andile, from, you know, saying Google tips from the internet? Why is it so different?
So it's different in a number of ways. I'll just go through a few. Number one, we are South African context. And oftentimes, you know, you go online, you want to find advice that can work, but it might not necessarily work in our South African context.
True.
The second thing is we have a library of content that we developed with experts in the field. And so this menu and library of content sits within WhatsApp and you can access it at any time. And like I said, it's developed in conjunction with experts. And so we're not just giving you generic general advice, but we're giving you expert advice that's within a South African context. And I think the other nice thing about us is we don't just rely on you coming onto the platform and asking questions.
I've noticed.
We also send you... we can't always wait for you. Sometimes, you know, we initiate it for dads. And so we send little reminders that we call nudges that That can, you know, give you a nice tidbit of information that you might not have known, but ultimately they aim at encouraging you to show up, continue showing up, and continue showing up not just physically, but bringing your whole self to it and ensuring that, you know, you show up loud and proud about being a active dad in the life of your child.
Sure, man. I understand when you say to me, listen, I love this Father's Matter coach thing. You truly do. But maybe let me put you in a corner here, Andile. Why is it a must tool for fathers in South Africa?
I think it's a must tool because, like I said, us being present in the lives of our children is a huge cultural shift from the way many of us grew up. And so, with this shift, there comes this vacuum of knowledge and skills. And so, we create this platform so that you can learn the skills and gain the confidence to be present in the life of your child. And I think we've seen it that men want to be there, but we don't necessarily know how to be there. And the coach comes alongside you, not just saying be there, it'll tell you how you can show up and then encourage you to showing up, because showing up is not a one day thing. It's a lifetime thing which we want to happen throughout the life of your child. And you know, they may have left home, they may be in their 20s, but there's still an important element of being a father, even when they think, you know, I'm dependent and things like that. And we are trying to shape that in the fathers of today, saying, let's do it. Let's be present. Let's be active. Let's be a positive presence in the lives of our children, but not just let's do it. Here's how to do it. And when you do it, we are here to be in your corner saying, well done, Dad, keep it up, but also reminding you that it's maybe you didn't do it today. You can still do it tomorrow. Maybe you weren't present before, but you can now be present in their life, and we help you to reconnect as well.
Wow. Now, tell me, Andile, how has the reception been so far?
So the reception has been really phenomenal. We've passed the 10,500 mark in
Wow.
our user base, which is great, you know. But we also understand it's an emerging type of technology, and it takes a while for people to warm up to it. And so everyone is celebrating, yay, we've passed the 10,500 mark. But I'm like, it's still a drop in the
Of
ocean
course,
that is
true,
the South
true.
African population. And you know, we see people coming, we see new users coming on every day, and that's something that we're very thankful for. And we always say, hey, invite others, you know. And a lot of people are like, oh, but it's just for men. And it's not just for men, it's created
Listen.
primarily for men. But there are uses that mothers and aunts and grandmothers can also pull from it, because I think ultimately the advice will work whether you are a father figure, or even an aunt or a caretaker or caregiver to a young person.
You'd rather go ask on social media, would see Ngenzenjani. I was laughing. I saw this lady. I think her child is 12 months and throwing tantrums, and she's even breaking her teeth from that because she'll hit her head against whatever. And I was like, definitely something the Father's Matter coach would help her with. Definitely. So I get exactly where you're coming from. I'm a mom myself, but I definitely have access to the Father's Matter coach.
And like I say, so social media is great, but there's just too many voices on social media,
Exactly.
and There's also a huge trust deficit with social media, but at least with the Father's Matter WhatsApp coach, you know that there is a lot of science that is behind the advice that we give. And again, it's so contextual. And so it takes you at your specific situation in mind, rather than just being generic with some things that might not necessarily apply to you.
Sure. Now, tell me the big question. Here's the big question. How can people get involved or sign up?
So signing up is free. We do not charge for this. And it's merely just you. You can visit our website. That's fathersmatter.org.za. There's a big button there with a WhatsApp logo. You tap that, it will open WhatsApp, whether it's on your phone or on your PC, and it'll pre-populate with a message that says hi. You just tap send, or alternatively, you could save the number onto your phone, and that number is 060-058-2107. Save that on your phone as the Father's Matter coach, and then open WhatsApp, find that contact, and send hi. It'll ask you two questions to get started. It just asks you, what would you like us to call you? And you can type and send in your name. This may sound funny, but just send your name. You don't have to say my name is and then your name. Just send your name only. And then once it registers your name, it will ask you to select the language that you want to use the coach in. We currently are offering English, Afrikaans, and isiZulu. We are still working on the other languages. I recall the last time I was there, we had five languages, but we're now just tightening up on other two languages, on Setswana and isiXhosa. And once we've tightened up on those, we will
IsiXhosa.
reintroduce them. Yes, there's isiXhosa on there. So it's not only can you get tailored advice, very soon you'll be able to get it in your preferred language.
Absolutely amazing. Andile, thank you so much for your time. What time is it again that side?
It is 7:30.
In the evening or morning?
In the evening, I
Oh.
am about to go and dance and play with my little one as well.
Go and rest then. Thank you so much, Adila. God bless until next time.
Thanks so much, Luco, and thanks to everyone who's listening. Remember, 060-058-2107. Send hi, and you'll get started.
Listen, that is Andile Maphosa from Heartlines, giving us more detail on the Father's Matter coach, as well as the importance of mental health for our fathers. No. We've got to prioritize the mental health of dads as well. That will help us have healthier and more productive dads as well, more loving dads and more stable dads. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Well, let's cross over to Families of Virtue.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.